Hi, I'm Elizabeth Perkins, and you're listening to Life Minute TV.
Actress Elizabeth Perkins has been wowing us for decades with one big hit after another. From that breakout role opposite Tom Hanks to her Emmy-nominated turn on Weeds, her latest Netflix, Big Mistakes, is no exception. She sat down with me recently to tell me all about it and a whole lot more. This is a Life Minute with Elizabeth Perkins.
Elizabeth Perkins in the house. Yay!
Thanks for having
Welcome
me.
Welcome to Life Minute.
Thank you.
So glad Appreciate to have
it.
You.
Lovely to be here.
So your new Netflix show, Big Mistakes, so good.
Thank you. It's created by Rachel Sennett and Dan Levy, who created Schitt's Creek, starring Dan and a wonderful young actress named Taylor Ortega, which if you saw her, you'd be like, oh, that's Taylor Ortega. She's incredible. Laurie Metcalf is in it. And it's about two siblings who unexpectedly get involved with organized crime in New Jersey. They make a fatal error that opens the door to a lot of misadventure.
Yeah, for sure. It's funny.
Yeah, it's a comedy, sort of. It's also dramatic. Anyway, watch it.
Good. So tell us about Annette, what it's like to play her.
Well, Annette has been involved with this family, which is Laurie Metcalf, Dan Levy, and Taylor Ortega. My son has been engaged to Taylor, so I'm very, very, very close with this family. But they're definitely in a different class than me. I'm a very wealthy real estate mogul, and I'm a little put off by their, I don't know, they're very déclassé to me and opinionated, but at the same time, I know my son loves this woman, and so I've kind of put up with them.
And Dan Levy, what's he like to work with?
Oh, he's so inspiring. I mean, I don't know if you were a fan of Schitt's Creek, but he just comes from a place of deep humanity. That's what he's like in his personal life, too. He's very open. He's very collaborative. I mean, he's an amazing sense of humor. He insists that his sets maintain a sense of calm and are very inclusive. He knows that acknowledging the crew is just as important as acknowledging the stars or the actors. So there's a real sense of honest camaraderie and everyone feeling like they're important and that there's a real sense of family. And it's very inspiring to work with somebody who's that in control, but in a really good way of setting that tone of inclusivity.
Oh, that's so nice.
It's really nice and very rare.
I was going to say it's rare, I'm sure. And where is it taped?
We've been shooting in Jersey City.
You have been? Yes. Oh my gosh, I didn't even realize it.
Yeah, we have a soundstage out there and we've been doing a lot of location. You should come on by
if
we get a season two.
I know. Yeah. And Laurie Metcalf, she's great.
Unbelievable.
As well.
And it's funny because Laurie and I have been friends for about 45 years, which I can't believe I have friends for 45 years. Yeah. But this is the first time we've ever worked together. So for me, it was just an absolute dream come true because we have a shorthand. I mean, I remember when her daughter was born, Zoe Perry, and I remember her pushing her around New York and a little. So it's been such a blessing to be able to finally work with her.
Oh, that's so neat.
Yeah.
How did it all come to be?
Well, I was fangirling on Dan Levy on social media and then met him at an awards show. I can't remember what awards show it was, but his table was right next to mine. And I had known Catherine O'Hara and Eugene Levy for years, just through different iterations. And I just fangirled my way over to Dan Levy, and we sort of became friends through that, and we text each other, and I was always kind of hoping, like, oh God, I'd love to work with him one day. And so when he asked me to do this, I didn't know anything about the project. And so when he told me Laurie Metcalf was in it, I just kind of melted. And I said, I don't care what the part is. I just want to hang out on the set. I'll just hang out by craft services, and if you need anything. So it was just a little gift that landed in my lap.
That's awesome. Yeah. Well, you know, good for them too. They did good with you. You're
Thank
an icon.
You.
And FX Cry Wolf, you're in that as well.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Well, again, I get to work with, I'm just feeling really lucky these days. Sarah Treem is our creator, and she did The Affair, an amazing woman. And it's starring Olivia Colman, who, I bow down to the queen. just an incredible actress. So that's been remarkable for me. And Brie Larson is in it, who's absolutely lovely. And I play Brie's mother. It's a new show on FX. It'll probably be coming in the fall. And it's on the dark side, but it's so well acted and so well written. It's about child protective services and the system and how that operates sometimes for the good and sometimes for the bad, and exploring, you know, different dynamics of social services, which particularly now in this yes. environment are suffering, and there's, you know, a lot to be said about that.
Yeah, so. Really timely.
Yeah.
And Housemaid, you were great in that too. Small role, but it went very good.
My friend Paul Feig, who's the director. So fun to watch Sydney Sweeney and Amanda Seyfried go after each other. It was so much fun. I have a very small part in it, but I'll do anything for Paul. He's amazing. He's amazing.
Oh, yeah, he does some good stuff. Well, yeah. You're on fire right now as well.
Thank you.
Still, I should say. You've been in so many iconic roles. Do you have a favorite?
I think I have a favorite film. It was a small movie called Avalon that was made by Barry Levinson. He did three movies about growing up in Baltimore. And this was the last installment that was about his childhood. And I had the honor of playing his mom in that. And it was an incredible group of actors, Aidan Quinn and the late Joan Plowright and all these actors from the Yiddish Theater in New York, and it was just lovely to make a period piece, and I was really honored to play his mom. That was a little gift. In terms of roles, I mean, there's been so many. I was on the show Weeds, and my character was Celia Hodes, and she was just nuts. I don't think there's any actor out there who wouldn't want to say, yeah, I want to play somebody who's just off the wall, because it's so freeing and it's so unpredictable. And you can sort of do whatever you want and get away with it. And she was just evil and broken and mad and sad. And that was probably one of my favorite roles.
Cool. How do you get ready for roles? Like, how do you do?
It changes every time. You know, and going back to working with Dan Levy, you know, you can make decisions in your apartment or, you know, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. But it all comes down to what happens when, you know, your feet are on the stage and, you know, what that tone is and how everything's playing off of each other and the other actor in the scene. So every single job is completely different. I mean, you do as much prep work as you can. I study my lines until I know them backwards and forwards. That's my personal choice. But it just depends on the vibe on the set, what the director wants, how the director wants to approach it, or the creator.
What's your first big hit?
I think the movie Big was probably a movie I made with Tom Hanks in the early 80s. That was
so good.
Yeah, people still quote that movie, which is so funny to me. Like, I'm like, wow. Because I think I was 27, 26 when we made that. So a long time ago.
And you look the same, just the same. What's he like to work with, Tom Hanks?
Oh, he's the best. I mean, everybody who's worked with Tom Hanks has been like, he's the best. He's a leader. He's calm. What I love about Tom is that he never takes it all too seriously. I mean, like, ultimately, you're making a movie, you know? You're not solving world hunger, or it's a gift to be able to do it. And he always acknowledges that, keeps a sense of perspective about it all, which
That's
is
cool.
welcoming.
It's nice. And about Last Night, I always loved you in that, too.
That was my first.
Yeah. Was that your first?
That was my first, absolutely.
That was a big one, too.
He was sort of at the height of the Brat Pack, and I remember working with Rob Lowe, and he'd come out of his trailer and there'd just be all these screaming teenagers on the street. And I was like, because I'd never seen anything like that before. I'd come from the theater. So that was an experience. Yeah, he was definitely a teen idol in those days. So.
And the theater, was it Chicago?
Worked in Chicago and worked here as well in the theater. Yeah, I got my first big break here in New York, doing Neil Simon's Brighton Beach Memoirs.
Were there any actors along the way that inspired you or that you really loved? And
there's been so many. Well, Laurie Metcalf, who I'm now working with. Oh my God, the first time I saw her on stage, I think I was 18.
Oh, wow.
And I remember thinking to myself, God, if I could ever be that good of an actor. I was very inspiring working with Mary Louise Parker, who's incredible, just always surprised me, always brought something new and interesting. working with the late William Hurt was a great experience for me. Now being able to work with Olivia Colman has kind of been like,
thank you.
Because I'm just in awe of her work.
Did you always know you wanted to act?
No. I mean, I always did plays, you know. I was in Hansel and Gretel, and you know, when I was little, and I always did plays all through school, but I wanted to be a veterinarian. I did. I'm a big animal person, big rescue person, and I just wasn't qualified. I just couldn't get through math. I just couldn't get through the science. I mean, I loved animals, but, you know, it's really, really tough to become a veterinarian.
It really is.
And most people don't realize it's harder than med school.
Well, like, it's so easy to be an actor. A successful one, though.
No, but most people don't realize about veterinary medicine is that, you know, with being a doctor for humans, there's one body. But when you're talking about veterinary medicine, there's so much you have to learn. So I just couldn't handle it.
But I
always fell back on being an actor, and
good for
it's
us.
Worked out great. Oh, I've had a great time.
It's amazing. So. Do you have any animals now?
I do. I have two little puppies.
Oh, puppies.
Two little puppies. Well, they call them puppies. They're full grown. But one's only 3 pounds and one's 8 pounds. Aww. So yeah, Dudley and Little Pete. Little Pete is a special needs dog. Aww. He has a tumor in his brain. Aww. But he's fine. It's funny. They when we adopted him, they said, oh, it could be 6 weeks, could be 6 months. And so we fostered him, and that was 7 years ago.
Wow. Oh, so amazing.
He's like, aww. Oh, I love him so much.
Oh, that's so amazing. Much. Yeah. Oh, you're really taking care of him. What do you like to do when you're not working, if that ever is?
Well, I live upstate, so that's great. I have a property up there. I spend a lot of time up there, and I'm a collage artist. I have a studio up there, and I do mixed media collage, and I love to hike. I'm very into nature, and I grow my own vegetables, which are going to be going in the ground shortly. Yeah, looking forward to the summer.
And like I said, you look amazing.
Thank you.
Different. What do you do to stay well?
Drink a lot of water. I mean, people really underestimate water. I don't know. I'm happy right now, so that might help.
That's so great.
That always helps.
Oh, yeah. What do you binge? Do you ever have time to binge anything?
True crime. But it's so funny. I talk to so many women. They're like, I love true crime. And I've actually seen some memes on social media about, you know, women in bed. When, you know, then he dragged the body out to the shed. And, you know, I think it's true. I think it's a great escape. I love the show Snapped about women who kill.
Women who kill.
So I'll binge that. But what I am doing lately, and I don't know if it's because of the state of the world or where we're at, but I've been watching a lot of old sitcoms late at night. Like Everybody Loves Raymond or Friends or Golden Girls. I don't know. There's a sense of comfort in that, or familiarity that just feels like, oh, okay, everything's fine. Golden Girls are on. I've got my lemon tea. It's all good. Everything's fine.
Favorite comfort food, speaking of comfort?
Oh, bread. I'm just a bread and butter person. Like if I was, be on a desert island, it'd be like just a loaf of crunchy bread and some salted butter, and I'm good.
What's on your music playlist?
Well, last year was all Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift, Taylor Swift, Taylor Swift. We actually, my daughter and I went to the closing night of the tour in Vancouver. But right now I'm into French jazz. You know, when I'm just going about the house or working in my studio, it's just nice to have soft, kind music. And then all of a sudden, Chapel Roan. I'm definitely into female singer-songwriters. Big Brandi Carlile fan, Joni Mitchell, you know.
Awesome. What would your current self tell your younger?
God, the first thing that popped in my head was calm down. I think that, like, don't sweat the small stuff or don't worry. Like, it's all going to be okay. You know, as a young actor sort of, you know, making the rounds in New York, it's a lot. I probably would have told myself, you're going to end up right where you're supposed to be. But you don't know that when you're young. So probably just calm down. It's going to be okay. I remember being very anxious in my 20s. And now that I'm in my 60s, I sort of look back like, wow, that was a lot of wasted energy. So probably calm down.
What's the key to happiness in life?
Nature, connecting with nature. That, you know, I lived in LA for 30 plus years and finally came back. I mean, I'm originally from New England. And I realized that everybody says, oh, LA, the sunshine. But, you know, you don't go to the ocean every day. And the sun is kind of like, eh, and it's dirty and you know, being upstate now, it's just really nice to have access to air and water and green. And, you know, even when I'm in the city, I'll just go into Central Park and be like, oh, this is good. This is good. You know, even, you know, go down to Union Square the other day, I was like, yeah, cherry blossoms. Mm-hmm. I'm good. Definitely the key.
What's something that you still want to do you haven't done? You have a lot going on.
To be honest, I've been to Scotland twice, but I've never been to the Highlands. Like, I want to go on a hiking trip through the Highlands, like the Isle of Man, maybe hit Northern Ireland. So I think travel more. We raised four children, been working a lot. So I think now would be a great time to travel. And Scotland's number one on my list. So
that sounds good.
Just a matter of like booking it. Like if you book it, then you will go. But if you don't book it, you'll never go. One thing that I've always wanted to do is hike part of the Appalachian Trail. And I know several people who've hiked the entire trail. And my sister is a master hiker.
Wow.
She hikes all over New Hampshire. And I would love to hike at least a part of it.
That's so cool.
That's a dream of mine.
I'll do it. Get it done. Elizabeth.
Just get it done.
Do your kids have a favorite role of yours?
Probably. But we don't watch my movies in my house or the shows that I'm on. I was always very conscious of like, yeah, you'll watch it if you want to, you know. I've never been a person who said, you know, let's sit down and watch mom's movie, because it's just, no, I don't get that. I'm sure there is, maybe, but I've never asked.
That's so good. You're like so delightful.
Thank you.
I knew you would be.
Oh, you're
congratulations.
Thank
on
you
all
so
you have
much.
Going on. You're so good.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And everything you do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me today.
To see more of this interview, visit our website, lifeminute.tv. And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast, Life Minute TV.